Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Monday, January 27th, 2014. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. So, hey, today was another one of those days, right? It's the kind of day that you don't really want to see in the markets, in addition to the last few we've had as well, right? The market started off a day a little on the upside, right? And that's concern number one, because these days we're kind of worried that the market might fade the open, and that's kind of what happened. So the market goes tumbling down. But the good news is, or at least it looked like good news at the time, we had a midday reversal, and I was on Twitter, and I noticed that some of the folks I follow and like to follow, good people, they were getting kind of excited about the reversal, and that's what they were calling it. A lot of folks are saying, hey, load up on the reversal. It's time to get in. This is over with, right? It's as if everyone kind of breathed a sigh of relief. This is what they were waiting for. They're waiting for kind of a final give up and get the selling out of the way and a point where the buyers would just rush in. But you know what happened towards the end, right? The sellers came in and reversed the reversal. So we closed at losses across the board. And it's like 5 days down in a row now for the Dow. And what we saw higher today was defensive stocks like utilities, telecom sector, that kind of thing. And because it's not like you could just stick the cash in a coffee can out in the back and bury it in the ground, right? So low beta stuff gets bid up, and that's what happened today. So what is getting the blame? Emerging markets. You know, last week it was China and slowing growth. This week it's specifically Turkey. And they talked about Turkey a little bit last week, too. But now everyone is keeping an eye on the Turkish Central Bank. I'm kind of wondering if down the road it'll seem kind of silly that the market is moving on news out of the Turkish Central Bank. But they are part of the European Union, right? So I guess that's the issue. And then after the bell today, before the bell, a lot of folks were predicting that Apple would have just an outstanding earnings report, right? Exactly the opposite happened after the bell. Apple reported, and the stock, last I looked, was getting clobbered in the after hours. It was down, last I looked, about $45, close to just a little bit above $500 a share. And getting the blame was flat earnings and competition with competition from other smartphones and a forecast of disappointing revenue for the quarter. In other words, things aren't as great, right? But hey, when you think about it, doesn't everyone already have a smartphone? It's not like they're penetrating new markets other than China, but that won't show up just yet as much, right? And is there a specific need to upgrade that phone if you have one? Do you need to upgrade it anymore? Do you need a better camera? Do you need a better web browser in your hand? A Retina display? Hey, you already got that, right? So, you know, why would you need to buy a new one anymore? Unless your battery's not holding a charge. You know, you had it for 3 years or something, 4 years. So I think people are holding onto their phones a little longer now. You don't need to upgrade. You don't have to rush to, gee, is the microphone on the top or is the microphone on the bottom or is the, you know, that sort of thing. Remember that commercial? That was a good commercial. People are also wondering what's next because folks realize that the tablet market's crowded, the phone market's crowded. What's next for Apple? What are they going to do next? Where's the next innovation going to come from? So with about a half hour to go in the trading day, I scanned the stocks that are on my watch list and saw many of them had been down pretty big early, you know, and I'm watching some volatile stocks. So they were down like 6-7%. I know, isn't that crazy? In a few hours, just losing money like crazy. And I noticed that they were kind of close to flat, you know, kind of towards that last hour of the day. And then the final half hour, they started tanking again. So I didn't buy anything. And I almost did get caught up in the it's a reversal by the dip. I think that's been the mood the past couple of years is since we really haven't had that big of a correction is anytime the market just edges down a little bit, you know, hop in because we're going higher. And this time it feels a little different, right? But I almost did catch that fever and try to buy in. Hey, in video game news, I wanted to bring this up a little bit just because, you know, I've been thinking about getting a PS4, not necessarily just for the video games. I kind of like to have the Blu-ray player and that sort of thing as well. I have a PS3, but is noisy. It's one of the big early first ones, one of the first ones. But anyways, you know, I can't find a PS4 on the shelves here in Sacramento. But Xbox Ones are in plentiful supply. I know I could get one of those too, right? But anyways, they're in plentiful supply. They're all over the place. So what that tells me is that Sony, well, they're either not making enough of them, right? Or the PS4 is flying off the shelves as soon as any inventory comes into the stores. And it also tells me that Microsoft is either making too many of them, or that there just isn't as much demand for the Xbox One. Just saying, just a little what's going on in Sacramento. I can't find a PS4 here. That's it. Well, anyways, hey, I am going to keep it short. Wanted to get back in the habit of doing an audio boo since I haven't done that many lately. So it looks like we're getting some clouds here in Sacramento. We've set a record in days without rain here. It's just ridiculous. I drove up to Reno over the weekend to put my Super Bowl bed in, and there's hardly any snow in the mountains, which is just strange because usually there's snowbanks up there at this time of year, and there's just like hardly any snow whatsoever. Most of it's man-made, right, on the ski slopes. Well, hey, take it easy, and I hope you're having a great one. See ya.